My name is Leung Ji Wo, and I'm a visual artist. I'm also teaching here in the School of Creative Media, the City University of Hong Kong.
I'd like to start right away by thinking about your most recent work, the one you just closed in Time Slot Gallery, Something There and Never There, and ask you to talk a little bit more about this question of the relationship between memory and history in Hong Kong's past, especially because I know there was a lot of autobiographical elements in that piece. So what do you think is that relationship between memory and history for you in Hong Kong?
I think history is something we learn in school. It has certain kind of authority, and then that's why you have to learn, because you don't know that. But more you read about it and also observing what's happening in terms of writing of history, and you also find that actually it's not simply about truth or authenticity, but it's also about selection and editing. So in that sense, I really find that history is really written with people who has the power to state what is history. So in that sense, I find like for a lot of people, if they find some sort of the history is not really relevant to themselves, and it's almost like what they can rely is only the memory.
And when you talk about memory, then do you see it as something inherently personal, or do you think there's something potentially collective about it?
Both possible, but before you have the collective, you definitely need to have a personal memory. I mean, otherwise, like the collective memory, which can be, you know, overwhelming, the personal memory is not really far away from what I say the history with the capital H. And also, like when we talk about memory, I'm not saying that memory is the truth, but somehow is the thing that you find the most relevant. So actually it's interesting, because it happens that our memory could fade, and we would make mistakes, and we actually remember things wrongly. But it's not the most important thing when I really think about memory, because as I said that like memory, you think that is the substance that you can really relate to.
And a little bit more about the specific form of the work then. You had a kind of archival method, kind of found objects, but also, you know, the form of the installation, the form of like juxtaposition, everything like that. Can you talk a little bit more about why you felt that those forms were necessary to talk about that period?
I like object-based presentation, because I think object, especially objects with certain relevance to the time, like vintage objects, and it actually lays out sort of context for people to, you know, enter to this time frame. And also is a rather common behavior when we regard like so-called historical objects or old objects, that kind of indexical relationship to certain place and certain time would be, you know, more prominent, if not convincing. So in that sense, I think it really helps the audience to construct a relations to the narrative.
Do you ever worry about the fact that nostalgia or commercialization or commodification of these objects is a problem? Like, you know, they use it to sell particular experiences instead of having this, and I don't want to say it's a pure link to memory, but having a very, I think, ethical like relationship to your memory. How do you counteract that?
I definitely aware, like, you know, this commercialization or commodifications of the nostalgia. But when I applied use of all these objects, or in general, when I try to create certain narratives, I always try to, or attempt to keep certain kind of distance in terms of the presentation. What I would do would be simply creating a physical relationship of these objects with other objects in front of the audience, instead of providing a lot of interpretations of all these objects. Because usually I would say that it's almost the conditions to commodify it, and the nostalgia, which is the interpretation, right? You need to say that, oh, this is important, this is what and that, and to make you feel that's important. But what I try to do, just, you know, kind of putting this juxtaposition of different things together, In most cases, I would say that this very minimal presentation physically, you may say that it can be still an interpretation, but at least I try not to, you know, impose certain kind of very interpretative narrative. Basically, because like when you see it in front of you, you can easily judge or you can easily make any statement if you want.
This movement away from a kind of dominant narrative or a narrative of any kind, in a sense, right? You're looking away from, like, because I mean, if you think about a state or a kind of nation, then they have this idea that this is the story we're going to tell, and that's obviously all about interpretation. One of the other things I'm really interested in your work as well is this idea then of, because obviously what you're dealing with memory and history is this politics of disappearance in Hong Kong, this idea that, as Abbas put it, like, you know, things are just keep disappearing, keep changing. Can you talk a little bit more about how that reflects in your current work, but also your maybe your longer like trajectory as an artist?
I start to make art, you know, around the time before the handover. So basically, like early 90s.